You're listening to episode 8 of On the Line, the series written and directed by Bridget McCone and produced by Heather MacLeod. Today's episode features the song An Acre of Peace, composed by William Donald Adams and lyrics by Bridget McCone, featuring the voices of Brian Moriarty, Christina Matthews, Tom Eastaway, Nicole Rourke, Bridget McCone, Gareth Stack and Owen Marr. This series was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
On the line, on the line, sorry you can reach me cause I'm on the line, doing fine, can't be talking to you cause I'm on the line, on the line, on the line, leave your name and number cause I'm on the line.
You have reached On the Line. To listen to your messages, press 1.
Man in white gets out and runs to the reception room. Bruce Lee movie room.
Hello?
Hi, is this a good time?
Eamon, of course! I was just studying. Any interruption is welcome. What's up?
Nothing much. I was just, you know, I took your advice.
You're growing a goatee!
No, that's never happening.
I think it'd be cool. And you'd look like a real musician.
A jazz musician? I'm not a jazz musician, I'm a rocker.
What's the difference?
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. Wait, what was I talking about?
You took my advice.
That's right. When you were saying I shouldn't let Duncan, Circa and Wojciech get to me, I should just trust my instincts and write my own songs and stuff.
Have you been writing your own songs?
Yeah, kind of. Trying to, you know.
Ooh, can I hear it?
It's not very good.
I don't care. Come on, Eamon.
Okay.
Yay!
I have my guitar here. I thought if I propped the phone up on the table and kind of leaned in. Can you hear that okay?
Yeah!
Wait, what did you say? Sorry, the phone was on the table.
I just said I could hear you fine.
Okay, great. This time for real, okay? Just listen. Right. Okay, the beginning's kind of slow. It just goes... And then I come in. I've failed and I've fallen and I've worn myself out. I've crumbled and stumbled and wallowed in doubt. Through the highs and the lows and the twists on the way, find me my peace at the end of the day. And then it's just a soft murmur. Just an acre of peace at the end of the day. And then we pick up for the chorus. Drenched in drama since the day she was born. She grins like fire and she talks up a storm. Falls silent as soon as there's something to say. She's an acre of peace at the end of the day. An acre of peace at the end of the day. Then it's back to slow. The crowds stare through me and they brush me aside. I'm the cousin-in-law of the aunt of the bride. I don't let them shine. I won't give them their way. Seek my acre of peace at the end of the day. Just an acre of peace at the end of the day. Back to the chorus. Drenched in drama since the day she was born. She grins like fire and she talks up a storm. Falls silent as soon as there's something to say. She's an acre of peace at the end of the day. Just an acre of peace at the end of the day. And this bit's up tempo. How can a woman who talks without pause hear me clearer than anyone has? Hear the fantasy struggling in my stupid songs, understand them as much as she gets the words wrong. When the madness and panic has fallen away, she's my acre of peace at the end of the day. Then we just take it down and go out with just an acre of peace at the end of the day. And that's it so far. Angela, you still there?
That was great. Really, very nice. Not very rock, though.
No. Well, you said I should try a new direction, more soul and whatnot.
Definitely more soul. Really, very beautiful. A maker of peace at the end of the day. It's lovely. Very poetic.
Thanks. It's an acre of peace, though.
Ah, right. Hear the fantasy struggles in my student's songs. Understand them and such when she gets the words wrong. Did Sarah always get the words wrong to your songs?
No. She didn't.
Oh.
So do you think Duncan would let me sing it myself? I don't think it'd be the same if Circus sang it. Angela?
Huh? Yeah?
Do you think I should make them let me sing it myself? Even Ringo sang a few of the Beatles songs.
Ringo?
I don't want Circus singing all my songs. She changes them. I know she's supposed to have this great voice and everything, but she just doesn't get it sometimes. You know?
What? Right, yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. Yeah, okay.
Do you think I'm a terrible singer?
I don't know, yeah.
Angela, are you listening to me?
Yeah, you know, I was talking to Sarah the other day.
Oh?
Yeah, we worked out our differences. We're getting on well, as friends and stuff. Her mum's been feeling better, so she's not so busy. She seems more herself and stuff.
Oh, right, that's good.
It is, yeah.
Cool.
Yep, very cool. I should get back to my studying. Lots to do.
Sure, of course.
But you know, I'll see you. Yeah, bye.
Bye. Angela.
Yeah?
You liked the song, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was... Yeah. We'll talk later. Bye. Oh, no. Hello?
Angela, sweetheart.
Dad?
How are things at home?
Okay, I guess. How's Thailand?
Fantastic, fantastic. I've finally pulled myself away from the beaches and I'm visiting the north of the country. I'm in Chiang Mai. Do you know where that is?
In the north of the country?
It is. How did you... I get it. It's a great city, Chiang Mai. I've been having a fantastic time. Yesterday I visited Doi Su Thep. Do you know where that is?
No.
It's a temple on the mountain.
Oh.
Very amazing. And they have the largest aquarium in Asia. And tomorrow I'm going elephant riding and zip lining through the rainforest. I might even go bungee jumping.
Oh, great.
So I just thought I'd call and check how things were at home. How's your mother?
She really misses you.
Oh, but she's okay though. Not, you know, sick or anything.
I'm worried about her, Dad. She keeps crying and she comes in looking for something and then forgets what she was looking for.
Oh, right.
Yesterday she was just wandering around from room to room with the watering can and this blank look on her face, like she'd forgotten where all the plants were. And she sits there watching TV all day, like your woman out of Requiem for a Dream, the one who sat watching TV all day.
Oh dear, well, try and see if you can't cheer her up a bit, sweets.
She needs you, Dad.
Angela, we've been over this. I had to get away. Everything was just getting on top of me. The stress, the stuffiness, the narrowness of life over there. I felt trapped, Angela. Trapped. I needed to get the tuk-tuk out of there. You know what a tuk-tuk is?
No.
It's like a little three-wheeled motorized cab.
Oh.
You get it? Get the tuk-tuk out of there?
Dad, when are you coming home?
I don't know. I feel like I'm getting in touch with my real self here. Don't I owe it to myself to see where this takes me?
But you owe to your family to come back, don't you?
That is a very immature and childish attitude, Angela.
Oh, is it?
We're not getting into all of this again. Can't we ever have a nice chat when I call? I don't want to fight. I called to find out how things were going with you.
Okay, I guess. I don't know. Things are kind of complicated.
Oh, really? How so?
I don't know. It's just... Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, sweetheart.
If you liked an ex-girlfriend of a friend of yours, and you knew your friend didn't like this girl the way you did, and they were the ones who broke up with them, would that make it...
Just a second. Yes, darling, I'll be right there. Oh, great. Sorry, sweetheart. I have to go. My friend Nang wants to take me to the night bazaar. You know where that is?
No.
I told you about my friend Nang, didn't I?
No.
Oh, she's been showing me around. Lovely girl. You'd really like her.
Oh.
Anyway, take care of yourself and tell your mother I was asking after her, okay, sweets?
Okay, I will.
That's my girl. Bye.
Dad?
On the line, on the line. Sorry you can reach me because I'm on the line.
You have reached the mailbox of...
Sarah.
To listen to your messages, press 1.
Hi, Sarah. It's, Angela. Could you call me as soon as you get this? There's stuff I want to talk to you about and stuff. Okay, bye.
Maybe tomorrow?
All right, that suits me. Where?
The cafe again.
Fine. 4 o'clock?
Mum?
Sarah.
Is that Jono on the phone?
It's not what you think.
What I think... What would I think it was?
I don't know. Why were you listening?
I was going to make a phone call. You're meeting Jono at a cafe tomorrow.
Yes.
Why?
Margaret and I have grown very close.
He's been such a support since my accident.
Oh my God. Oh my God!
Sarah!
Is that why you've been so happy lately? Suddenly wanting me to get out of the house and enjoy myself all the time? Whistling!
It's been so good to finally meet someone who understands.
Oh, and I don't understand.
No, it's different.
How?
You make me feel guilty, Sarah. Like I'm a burden to you. You and your father both. As though it's your duty to take care of me.
But it is.
It makes me feel so smothered sometimes.
You? Smothered? You? What about me?
I just want to get away from that from time to time.
So that's why you've been sneaking away for sleazy little coffee meetings with some bisexual Buddhist...
Taoist, darling.
Who's my age?
Age is only a state of mind.
Oh, God.
It's not sleazy. It's... Jono and I share a real connection.
Oh, my God.
Sarah, calm down, please.
I'm not seeking anything from your mother. I simply want to help her.
Tell her about agape love, Jono.
What?
Jono explains it better than I do.
Agape love?
Agape love is the highest form of love. While the codependent person seeks to love only in hope of a return, with a burden of expectations which frustrate them when unmet, agape love exists for its own sake, and its only joy is in giving.
Oh God, so you're agape loving my mother? That's my Wojciech 3 out of the tent, isn't it?
What?
Angela told me. You and Wojciech had a big fight because of you being a big dirty man whore, and he threw you out of the tent. It was all over the radio.
I chose to leave the tent.
But that's why, right? That's why he was jealous. I thought it was Angela, but it's my mother, isn't it? You're a gappy loving my mother. My mother! You two haven't...
Sarah, don't be so coarse.
How could you do this to me? To Dad? We've been trying our hardest to take care of you, and this is what you do?
You don't have to try so hard.
Of course I do. You're my mother. You're in a wheelchair.
You're not responsible for me, Sarah.
That is such a lame excuse.
Oh, Sarah, darling, are you happy?
What?
Isn't that what this is really about?
No, it's about you and Jono agape loving each other.
You've shut down, Sarah. You drove your boyfriend away, your friends, everything that was yours. You're so angry all the time.
I took care of you when you needed me. Nobody took care of me.
Would you have let them?
Shut up, Jono.
Sarah, darling, you can blame everyone else for making you miserable. But the truth is, you need to find your own happiness.
How dare you? How dare you judge my life when you're running around a gappy loving some fella half your age? When you're married to Dad?
We all have our needs.
Oh God, I don't want to hear it.
I'm sorry you're upset, darling.
What are you going to tell Dad?
Now, that's between myself and your father. It's our life.
I have no intention of disrupting the relationship.
Shut up, Jono.
Sarah, you can't live my life for me. You've got to get your own.
This isn't about me.
Maybe it should be. You never answered my question. Are you happy, Sarah?
Don't pretend you care.
Of course I care. I'm your mother.
If you really cared, you wouldn't be messing around with boys I went to school with.
Don't be so childish, Sarah.
Margaret, there's no need to be confrontational. Sarah's had a shock and she needs
Shut up, Jono!
You're a grown woman, Sarah. You have to decide what you want to do with your own life. You can't lean on me for everything anymore.
I have to go. I can't talk about this anymore. I have to go.
Greetings, Earthling.
Hi, Pete.
Angela, I haven't heard from you in a while. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I guess. Were you looking at my Facebook status?
No. Why?
Never mind. There's a reason why I haven't been calling. I have something to say to you, but it's just hard and I've been ducking it.
Uh-oh. I feel a tremor in the force.
Pete, could you be serious for a moment?
I am.
Right. The thing is, I've been thinking a lot about us, and I just don't think we're right for each other. Pete? You still there?
Is this because of the spaceship blueprints on my wall?
No, it's not that.
Is this that thing I said about Sarah being fitter than you? Because I said sorry.
I know. It's okay. It's not anything you've done. It's just the whole thing. We're just not right for each other.
Yes, we are. We've been together so long. You're like the Leia to my Han.
No, I'm not, Pete. I'm really not. I'm the Darth Vader to your Luke.
My father?
No. Okay, that wasn't a good example. I just mean, we're not good together. I'm the Jabba the Hutt to your Darth Vader. Or your Luke. Or something. Do you understand?
The cruel face of doom. The Boba Fett to my Han.
Okay, if that works.
Angela, I don't want you to break up with me. Please.
I'm sorry, Pete. Really. But I don't want to do this anymore. I can't.
Is there someone else or something?
I'm not with anyone else. Really, I just want more.
I can give you more.
You can't.
I can. Tell me what you want.
I want to be the girl in the song.
What song?
Never mind, it's not important.
Luminous beings we are. Not this crude matter.
What did you say?
I said, luminous beings we are, not this crude matter.
That's beautiful, Pete. That's what I meant. Did you just think that up?
Yoda said it in The Empire Strikes Back.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, those films aren't bad.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
I'm sorry, Pete.
Yoda also said, how do you get so big eating food this kind?
Goodbye, Pete.
Really goodbye.
Really. This time really. And, may the force be with you. Bye.
You have reached the mailbox of...
Eamon McGann.
To listen to your messages, press 1. Recorded today.
Hi, Eamon, it's Sarah. I really want to talk to you. I think I made a terrible mistake. Everything's just been so crazy and with my mother. And I'm really sorry I took it out on you. But that's no excuse. I have a life of my own. I really want to see you. I miss you. And I was hoping, just call me when you get this, okay? It's Sarah. Bye.
On the line, on the line. Sorry you can reach me because I'm on the line.
Man in white gets out and runs to the reception room. Bruce Lee movie room.
Hello?
Angela?
Eamon! Hi. How are you?
Fine. You?
Fine.
Good.
Yeah, I saw on the telly that the new Seth Rogen film is out. If you want to go see it. It looks okay, although Adam Sandler is a bit dodgy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm meeting Sarah tomorrow. She's going through a rough time. It's really crazy.
What?
You're not going to believe it. Her mother's been going out with Jono.
What? Out? Like, out, out?
I don't know. They were meeting up. Sarah's pretty freaked out about it.
This is Jono, right? Our Jono. Tall, dreadlocks, bisexual?
I know, it's crazy, right? I don't know what he's thinking. But things have been really weird with him and Wojciech too.
So what are you saying? He's cheating on him with Sarah's mother now?
I don't know about that. I mean, she is in a wheelchair. How could they?
It is possible. I saw a program on it. Apparently you have erogenous zones all over your body.
Really?
Yeah, it's all about stimulating chakras and stuff.
What's a chakra?
A centre of energy. It's all very cutting edge and new agey.
Ah, right. So, do you think it would count as cheating then if you were rubbing a woman's chakras, like?
Who can tell? They've got all kinds of emotional fidelity and whatnot nowadays. You wouldn't know where you were.
That's mental, isn't it?
Mental.
I feel bad for Sarah, though. Imagine thinking your mother was doing something like that. It'd freak you out, wouldn't it?
I know. My dad called me today. He's such a jackass.
Uh-huh. So Sarah was saying that her mother and Jono started talking to her about a gappy love and stuff.
A gappy love?
Yeah, apparently they share some kind of an agappy love with each other.
How is that different from the regular kind?
Don't ask me. Probably some spiritual Jono type thing.
I think my dad has a girlfriend out in Thailand called Nang.
I think Sarah's taking it really hard. She was crying on the phone. You know how close she and her mum are?
I suppose.
Well, she spent all that time looking after her. They must be close, mustn't they? I'd hate for Jono to get in the way of that.
He wouldn't, would he?
Sarah said when they were talking, it was like her mother was hardly listening to her and making everything all about Jono.
Imagine that. So when was this phone call?
About an hour ago.
Ah, right.
Poor Sarah.
And Wojciech.
What?
Well, poor Wojciech. He's always been so jealous anyway, and then something like this happens? He must be in agony.
Yeah, but Sarah's been so up and down for the last few weeks. All this drama with her mum, the accident, and now Jono. She hasn't known where she is.
I know how she feels. I mean, I can't believe that about Jono. Can you?
I believe anything about Jono.
But it's Jono, your best friend.
He always has to take everything to extremes, doesn't he?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, he can't just be a bit of a punk. He has to stick a safety pin through his nose and wear eyeliner and a spiky dog collar. He can't just be a little bit bisexual. He has to have a full-on boyfriend.
Ah, now, in fairness, being bisexual isn't just some fashion.
He can't just mutter a few Buddhist things about inner beauty. He has to go and have an affair with a middle-aged disabled woman.
It's kind of romantic, really, isn't it?
What?
Well, you know, age and disability are no barriers to true love.
Would you cop on to yourself? She's a married woman.
If you saw that on the telly, you'd think it was romantic.
Well, it's not convenient, that's for sure.
We can't choose who we love.
Would you stop saying love? They're not in love.
How do you know?
Because it's mental.
Life is mental sometimes. I was watching the telly the other day, and there was this true story about this guy near Toronto who gets visited by aliens from the planet Kladden.
What?
Yeah. Apparently they've shown him the secret to free energy and perpetual motion and stuff.
And what does that have to do with Jono and Sarah's mum?
Well, you know, if aliens have shown some guy in Toronto the secret to free energy, why is it weird for your mother and Jono to be going out?
I'm not really getting the link.
Just saying. And there are no barriers to true love.
Yes, there are, okay? There are barriers. Good and reasonable barriers. I'm not going to wake up someday and be in love with a vacuum cleaner.
Gene Wilder was in love with a sheep in Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Sex.
Well, good for Gene Wilder, but Jono is not in love with Mrs. Ryan.
How are you so sure?
I know Mrs. Ryan. She wears floral dresses and bakes and things. It's wrong. Very, very wrong. Jono's just been watching too much Harold and Maude. He's been brainwashed.
Maybe he just has a different taste from you.
I know Jono's taste. You remember Jenny Walsh. She was gorgeous. Her and Sarah were the hottest girls in the year.
That's a matter of opinion.
No, it's not. The lads made a list.
Where did I come?
Don't remember.
Right. And so now you're annoyed that Jono isn't as shallow as you are. He's moved on. He's not just some cool boy in a band going out with the hot girl in class anymore.
I'm just saying Jono likes pretty. He wants to think he's all deep and spiritual, but there was nothing deep and spiritual about Jenny Walsh's legs. Or chest. Or...
Okay, okay.
And even Wojciech is, you know...
A fine thing?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't know about all that, but yeah, kind of, you know, cheekbones and stuff.
And you're saying Mrs. Ryan isn't?
Well, she's Mrs. Ryan, you know. Very sound and all, but mumsy. I think mumsy would be the way I would put it. Not Jono's type, anyhow.
You just don't want it to be true.
Can you blame me? It's putting me in an awkward position to have my best friend going out with my girlfriend's mother.
Ex-girlfriend, though.
Sarah was saying she thinks that part of the reason why she broke up with me was all the craziness.
Oh.
Because she was really confused.
It is confusing, all right.
Mm. And she was hurt and stuff.
Ah.
But all this drama with her mum and Jono and stuff has made her see she needs to have her own life, you know?
Right.
And she thinks maybe she made a mistake. With the breakup and everything.
What do you think?
Well, you know, it's Sarah, isn't it?
Right.
We have so much history and connection and stuff. There's something special there. Not just her looks, you know, something more. Hard to describe.
Luminous beings we are, not this crude matter.
Right. What's that from?
Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah. Pete and I broke up.
Oh, right. Well, if you think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Congratulations on you and Sarah.
Thanks. I think we can make it work this time. I'm really going to try. I'll pay more attention to what she needs. I won't be as clingy. I see now. I didn't listen enough to her.
God, you're such an idiot.
What?
Nothing. I have to go. We'll talk later. Bye.
Man in white gets out and runs to the reception room. Bruce Lee movie room.
Hello?
Angela. You'll never guess what's happened with my mum. She and Jono are seeing each other.
Heyman told me.
Oh, yeah? He's been really supportive. It's just so crazy. I don't know what to think. It's like the whole world is turned upside down. I keep crying and...
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks. You don't know what it's like. Finding out something like that about your own parents. What if they split up? What will I do? And now I'm not sure whether I should tell my dad or not, but I don't even know what there is to tell. You know?
I do.
And now Eamon and I are back together. I think it's the right thing. He's always been there for me, and I think it was a mistake to dump him. I really need someone I can count on in my life right now, and Eamon's just so reliable, you know?
I can't talk right now, Sarah.
Really? Can I call back later?
I don't know. I'll text you. Bye.
Through the highs and the lows and the twists on the way, find me my peace at the end of the day. Just an acre of peace at the end of the day.
You've been listening to On the Line. This series is written and directed by Bridget McCone and produced by Heather McLeod. The theme tune for this series is written, produced and arranged by Tricia O'Keefe, and sound engineering by Dave O'Grady. To catch up with episodes, comment on the action and become a friend of the band, visit www.myspace.com/suckinghelium. Podcasts of the series are also available at www.ontheline.podomatic.com. This series was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Tune in again next Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. to catch episode 9 of On the Line.